Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This is the ride that you sign up for when your team is in the playoffs. You just don't know how it's going to go. And listen, I'm not going to sit here in front and say that, oh yeah, I really thought the Yankees were going to come back. Even though when Toronto started to kick the ball around a little bit and the Yankees put up two, I'm like, okay, there's a ray of light. But then you still need some bullpen arms, one of whom basically never pitches, in Duvall and Cruz, who I like more than others. There was just so many checkpoints that were going to happen for the Yankees to get off the mat. And I'm sitting there, for the most part, without full resignation that the season was over. I'm just telling you exactly what I was thinking. I never officially tapped out, like some, but I was sitting there saying, wow, I'm going to, along with Sal, we're going to sit here and we're going to preside over a funeral today, like a Yankee funeral. And it would have been a different kind of funeral. Like, we have funerals for our teams every year because our teams never win. But this would have been a painful one and an ugly one, and it would have been a very deep conversation with Boone and others. Now, this doesn't mean that the series is, the Yanks are getting to the championship.
No, it's over. You know why it's over?
Why?
Because the Blue Jays suck. The Blue Jays confirmed everything that I felt all year long last night in one game. Like, that was as predictable as it goes. Rodon got smacked around, predictable. Yankees bats pounced on the Blue Jays, predictable. Blue Jays soiling themselves, predictable. Kicking the ball all over the place. Like, the Blue Jays, hey, where's Buck Martinez at? I watched two teams play last night. You know which one coughed it away because they couldn't catch the ball? The Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are DOA, dead on. It's over. I don't care who pitches in game five. They stink. Paper Tigers. That's what they were all year long. Paper Tigers. They had a 6-1 lead. You got to put that game away.
You have to bury the Yankees. They didn't, and they will probably live to forever lament this if the Yankees keep going here. And I feel good about tonight. Game five, I'm not feeling as good about. So we'll worry about game five if there is a game five. But let's not forget, the Yankees also played very sloppily last night. Ben Rice early in the game, the indecision. Rodon a little late to the bag. Listen, I got to own it. You were right. Others were right.
Oh, he stinks, Rodon.
He's had a very good year. He was awful last night. He had no fastball. He was 92-93, had no command, got rocked, awful. I was wrong on that.
He did get squeezed, and like the batter before.
Yeah, but I don't even care about that. Everybody gets squeezed. Yeah, he didn't have it last night.
But it is important because of him. He gets squeezed on a pitch that probably should have been a strike three, and then you face Vlad with nobody on. It changed the entire trajectory there of that inning and eventually the game. But when Rodon gets squeezed, and you could see it. Watch the game. He's frustrated. You see it in his face. Like, where was that one? Where was that one? And then he lets that get to him, gives up a two-run bomb to Guerrero. He got squeezed on another pitch. He let that get to him, and he melts. That's what Carlos Rodon does. So I don't want to see the bigger the spot, the worse that he is. How could you ever trust him? He had a terrific regular season, and he was terrible again last night. Like, the days of trusting Carlos Rodon are over. He might have a good start in the postseason eventually in the next round when the Yankees get there.
Yeah.
You can't trust that he will because he does that too often.
Listen, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. He was a pitcher with really good stuff when he came here. And he was a mess year one, and better in year two. We've talked about this, so there's so many other things. Again, granted, Rodon was awful, and I really thought that he was going to give the Yankees a chance to win. Instead, he basically buried them. They just didn't kick the last grain of soil on the Yankees' grave, and that's on the Blue Jays, not on us here. So he was terrible. But also, again, like the Ben Rice play at first base, he was late to cover. Ben Rice was indecisive. Obviously, Bellinger's been a beast in the outfield with the leather this year. He mistimed it, but he missed that. And then the optic of Jazz Chisholm, almost like Nobby years ago, blowing the bubble at first base when they threw it down the line. line. Remember when Nobby was just pointing? Yeah. It wasn't quite that bad because Jazz didn't wait as long as Nobby did. But God, here you have Vlad Guerrero trucking around third base with a Mark Spitz dive into the swimming pool safe, and then he's yawning a play later. However, what does it mean now? It means nothing. All I'm saying is
Jazz. I mean, that's...
but that's why, like, when you say, you know, the Jays soiled themselves, there's no doubt that they did. There were still moments last night, even in the finale, and I'm not trying to throw cold water on an epic, awesome, amazing night and comeback and moment for Judge. That Judge at bat and that Judge home run was insane, but there were still things that worried me about last night. They used basically every bullpen arm, and you live to fight another day, and let's go with Split.
My issue would be that the Blue Jays just don't have enough pitching, and you saw that, and you mentioned the Judge at bat. Like, that was also as predictable as anything else, which I don't understand why Schneider, who's been one of the managers who would walk Judge.
He walked him again last night.
Yeah, too little, too late, knucklehead. Like, after the fact, there's a base open. Why in the world would you bring in a guy who Judge's faced five times and has hit two home runs off of in that spot? And you're pitching to him. It makes no sense.
Thank you. We needed it.
You had them dead. They were dead to rights. You can't catch the ball. And then you're saying, now let's pitch the Judge here with a base open, bringing a guy who's hit two home runs off of.
Yeah.
Good for Judge. He hammered a ball. And I don't want to hear where it was, in the strike zone, out of the strike. That's what Aaron Judge does. You knew it was a matter of time before he broke through. Schneider, then he's going to walk him the next time. Yeah, it's too little, too late. Come on, get with it. The Blue Jays are toast. I've seen, they're dead. They're a dead team walking. Good for the Yankees. They didn't get down when they were down 6-1. Kept chipping away. You knew it was a matter of time before the offense came back, and they did. Toronto doesn't have enough pitching to stifle the Yankees. Your Savage or whatever is the only hope. And we're not sure how they're going to line up their pitching. There was some thought that maybe he'd get in the game today. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't Gosman think so either. But Smoltz kind of said that. That's not happening.
Heyman reported before, Varland is starting tonight.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a bullpen game against... It's a bullpen that can't do anything against the Yankee lineup that now is getting hot at home. So it's going to come down to a game five. Blue Jays are going to be tight. And I just don't think they have enough. The same way I felt coming in, the same way I didn't really believe that the series was over yesterday... That's exactly where I stand right now, and I think even more so it's over in favor of the Yankees because of the way that game went, where the Blue Jays had them dead to rights and couldn't put them away, and now I think the Yankees are going to roll.
They felt like they got tight, there's no doubt. And that's why I was saying, like, I remember you and I were talking about what could happen. And again, I thought Rodon would do well. I thought the Yankee bats would wake up, and they did. But I remember saying that I almost think it might be more advantageous if the Yankees win a tight one. Like, rather than 9-1 and they just smack them. Because to me, there's something to be said for the opposing team. We saw this with Boston, Durant over in left field, not getting the bunt down. Other times where the Red Sox, like, the game sped up, and I think they kind of felt the gravity, the heaviness of October in the Bronx. And if the Yankees would have just smoked them, but it was kind of, you know, fairly benign emotionally for Toronto. I think Toronto goes into tonight saying, all right, we had a rough game. We punked them twice in Toronto. We're good. Let's go. This, even though Schlittler's nasty, he's a rookie. We'll find our way. Vladdy's red hot. Let's go. Now I think they step on the field tonight where, like, ooh, things got away from us. We dropped the pop-up down the left field line. That 1,000 out of 1,000 times, the left fielder, if you're 10 years old, the left fielder's got to call off the shortstop, third baseman. Now, the wind took it at the end, to be fair, but that was a miscue. IKF, I don't know what the hell happened at second base there.
Yeah.
So they've got to be tight now.
Santander in right field.
The ball didn't even touch his mitt.
I mean, come on, dude. Come on. That was embarrassing there by the Blue Jays. But yes, to your point, the way that game went, because if you're Toronto and you get up 6-1 tonight, how do you feel good?
No, you don't. You start thinking things.
You don't feel, exactly. You don't feel good at all. They had the Yankees in the best position that they could possibly have them to put them away, and they couldn't do it. So why would anybody think that they're going to be able to put them away? I would not. And as for Judge, you know, we talked about this yesterday, how he needed to come through and how his legacy is going to be on the line here. Now, we, or at least I can speak for myself here, like, I've never doubted, I know you too, that's why I say we, doubted his ability in the clutch. That, it's not like, oh, he can't handle the moment, he can't be clutch. He's already had clutch moments before, whether it be in the postseason a year ago, whether it be in the regular season. That narrative, it was foolish to begin with, and now it's officially dead. However, one big home run for Judge is not what everybody's looking for. Aaron Judge needs to continue this torrid postseason that he's been on here through the first two series through the remainder of the playoffs, resulting in a World Series win. Doesn't mean he can't have a bad game or two, or even a bad series, but this is the type of performance that we've expected from Judge from a long time throughout a playoffs, and you're getting it now on the highest of levels.
Yeah, I listen, I'm totally with you here. This was a moment, you know, that we'll never forget, but you got to finish the job. I mean, the job's not even halfway done here.
Right.
So, like, let's say the Yankees win tonight and Judge is fairly inconsequential to the outcome here, right? But then he has a good moment in Game 5 if the Yankees win. Well, that's fine. But if he leaves, and I don't think he will, but if he leaves 3, 4, 5 guys on base tonight, Yankees lose a tight one. Not that it erases the moment where we went absolutely bonkers last night. But the punctuation, it's not felt the way it will be if the Yankees go on to win and do big things. That's the way it works.
But the one thing that should definitively be over, if there was anybody that said he can't perform in the clutch, that is, like, that's no more. I don't care if he goes 0 for 5 tonight and leaves, you know, a small village on the base path. Not going to be able to get it done every time. That's how, I mean, even as great as he is, can't do it every time. That's a moment right there. And he's had a couple of those. The one last year against Cleveland.
No question.
It was the same thing. The one against Crochet earlier this year. You're thinking, okay, big boy, here you are in a spot to tie the game. Big spot, pressure on. What are you going to do? And he's done it. So he's done this multiple times. It is clearly, whatever issues he has had in the postseason is not because he's not clutch or can't handle the moment. I think it's more that he's either trying a little bit harder than maybe normal and that he's set such a high standard that it's near impossible to live up to what he's done in the regular season in a short series in the postseason.
And Sal, by the way, it wasn't just the bat. I mean, diving out in right field.
100%.
He's played a really good right field.
Well, it would have been a game-changing base hit if that ball gets there.
As soon as that was hit, I'm like, God. And that's a tough
take the lead.
That's no doubt. I mean, that's going toward the line. That's going away from him. Now you've got the glove on the left hand, so you could dive toward the line. But still, a very tough play. And I think some people are saying, even on the bases, like, oh, dude, what are you doing? First of all, when he got hung up in the play, and then Bellinger was able to go to third base, when he got hung up in the rundown. Now, by the way, Ben Wright should
bungle that too. I thought
the Blue Jays did.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Running back to third base, Kirk stopped running back to third, and then throw at the last second.
Yeah, they could have turned two actually if Vladdy was really on top of it. But I thought Wells should have been on second, whatever, nitpicking there. But even Judge, now that's a contact play. Balls hit, you go. I think there's some people who just, quite frankly, don't know baseball who were sitting there saying, "Dude, what the hell are you doing, Aaron? Your head's in space. How are you getting picked?" Well, that's the play. And by doing what he did, Bellinger got to third base, and obviously it worked out. We'll get the calls right now, but I got to tell you this. Just, you don't get moments like this all the time. And, you know, Boone against the Red Sox, even though they didn't win the World Series. Bucky, for those who are even older than I am, I didn't see it. Obviously, Mr. November with Jeter, you know, Tino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Grand slam, brocious big home runs. There's A-Rod. There's been a million. Yep.
That one, to me, could be the same. Remember, you know, Braves are dominating that series. Lara hits that home run off of Wohlers, obviously changed everything at that point.
Oh, my God almighty.
Knew,
that is, in terms of impact.
The Braves were dead.
It's right there. But in terms of my personal favorite home runs ever as a Yankee fan, it's number two. I'm not saying it's the most impactful. Mattingly, number one, 95. Hold on to the roof! Right. To right center against Seattle. And last night, because, you know, it's one thing to have a great moment and a big, and again, there's more baseball to go, I get that. But right now, the immediacy of the home run today for a guy who does everything right and plays his ass off and is an all-timer and gets slings and arrows from people who just don't appreciate how hard it is to do what he does. It's right behind Donnie Baseball.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Vinny's calling from Long Island. What's up, Vin?
What's going on, boys? Big game last night.
Let's go, Vin.
Listen, a couple of quick points and then a quick question. So, obviously, the coaching last night, I thought Boone definitely did a much better job. He totally outclassed what's-his-name last night. We got pretty lucky with losing those two challenges early. Well, thankfully, it didn't come back to bite us in the ass later on.
True.
But good job with
That is a bad job by Boone and the Yankee staff with both those challenges. You can't do that early on.
I agree. In regards to Judge, fantastic game. Unbelievable. I mean, besides the home run, the single, the double, the RBI. Let me tell you, I don't know if you picked up on this, but let me get to my next point.
The double is just as big as the home run, by the way. I know the home run tied it. The double is huge.
But I have a hypothetical after I have my quick Judge thing. Judge came out there, and when you see that dugout camera, he looked back a second time, and I took that as, now get off my effing back about this, and he's going to play that much looser now, which I think is going to be awesome.
I got to tell you, error on the dropped it over.
Thank
here.
You for my the call,
Vinny.
Man.
Good call.
The way he looked into the camera, 100%.
No doubt.
And he even addressed it in the post game, saying that, oh, people get getting on me for swinging out of the zone or whatever it may be.
He knows,
so
man.
He knows what's going on. I love that look. I know some people getting on him for it. Good for Judge. Look into the camera and then turn him back again like, don't mess with me, bro. I'm the man, and he is the man on the team to beat, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe not in baseball, but certainly in the American League.
There was no other way to read that. I mean, first, and he always does that, and then the second look was like, okay, I kind of hear what you're saying. This one's for you, haters. Suck it.
Right.
That was his classy way of saying, hey, listen, I mean, you guys got to understand. Oh, what a horrendous move. These nights are so... What time did you go to bed last night? What time did you actually fall asleep? Oh, thank you. My bad.
I couldn't take it anymore. The game was so brutal. I went to sleep before the top of the ninth inning.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't take it anymore. I knew the Blue Jays were dead in the water. I saw Williams pitch well. I saw Ben Arfman really well. Get out of the jam.
Yep.
I didn't. 9-6 was the score when I went to bed. Obviously, it stayed that way, but I went to bed in the ninth.
Let me ask you
this,
though.
What time was it, like 11:30?
Just about.
Yeah,
oh, okay. For sure.
That's the time the game actually ended?
Yeah, right around there. So the second challenge, first one was idiotic. There was no chance that you were going to have that.
Yeah, the second one was on the hand.
Now it's about the intent. It's about, I'm okay with challenging the second one, and I get it. Listen, when you push back and say you have to at least have one in your back pocket, if you don't get this right, well, then you're 0 for 2 and you lose them all. So I appreciate the pushback, but it was so blatant. How in the world did they get that wrong when they reviewed that?
Yeah, I mean, I
it hit the glove.
I did not think it was as blatant as everybody else thought.
Did it hit the glove?
Well, also, didn't they say that the rule was...
The intent.
Yeah. He was not intending to swing.
And that's where it gets, obviously, up for interpretation. So you think from that point, there's no doubt Boone's got to lay out. Because it's number 2.
I just don't think that either of those challenges are worth challenging early on in the game.
Yeah.
Where you're talking about, you could see that the ball hit the hand a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But was it that close to... Was it that important to take a chance on challenging? I'd rather have challenged the Wells play. Obviously, they didn't have a challenge where he slid into second base.
Think he was safe right there? I still couldn't tell. Huh? You thought he was safe right
there?
I think he was out initially.
In real time, I thought he was safe. But then watching the replay, I thought he would have been out.
Yeah.
But either way, that to me is a play more worth challenging than the other two fringe plays at best there where you're looking at it.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, coffee spilled here.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so you can't... Bottom line is, I don't care what the result is, you can't burn two timeouts, two challenges like that that early in the game.
Yeah.
On plays that aren't going to make or break the game. You can't waste them that point. It was the third inning or whatever it was.
It was early in the game here. So, I mean, I'll tell you what. And when Cruz came in, right? Now, I love the guy, right? And I like him more than most. And I think his splitter's nasty, and he's got good stuff. And I love his story. 34, bounced around Mexico, just a tough route to get here. I respect that, right? But not only that, I think he was the perfect guy to put in at that point, even though he's never come in that early as a Yankee, because he's the one guy that's going to emit some emotion on the mound. And, I can't connect the dots on what that meant for the fans or how that correlated to the Yankees waking up and getting some runs and winning the game. But I think the emotion of Cruz at least gave the stadium a little bit of a chance to get some life back. It was so quiet when they were getting drilled.
Tony is in the Bronx. What's up, Tony?
Understandably. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Sal. How you doing, BT?
What's up?
Good.
Listen, the great game last night. Can't say that enough. You guys are touching on all the key points. I love it. Just keep doing what you're doing. Tonight, if Schlitter gets in trouble, when do you pull him? Do you give him a short leash or long leash? I want you to touch on that. And also, with Vladimir Guerrero,
yep.
You can't let this guy beat you because he's Big Papi reincarnated. Oh, he's
different matchup, though, tonight.
He's frightening.
Different matchup tonight.
You walk him.
No. I'm not walking him. I'm going after him tonight if I'm sure.
No, Sal, you're wrong. You can't let this guy beat you. You can't let him beat you, Sal.
What are you going to do? Anyway, walk him in every time he comes up in every situation? Like, to me.
Did it with Bonds? He walked in with the bases loaded.
That's true.
He's
not Bonds.
I'm asking you, what would you do? What would you do? Walk him every time, no matter what the situation is?
You pitch to him. No one's on base. You pitch to the man.
Okay. One guy on?
You know, depending on the circumstances, you walk him. You do not let this guy beat you.
Well, but Tony, hold on a sec. Tony, I get it, and thanks for the call, but you're almost contradicting because you're saying you called up, said you can't pitch to him, walk him no matter what. And then he's saying it depends on the situation, which is what I subscribe to. Yeah. There's no way I'm going to sit here at 10:20 in the morning and say, no matter what, you know, two on, nobody out, bases loaded, two out. I've got to see how many runs the Yankees have, where the Jays are. I have to see that. But I think the better question is, and that was the first one, about the leash that you give Schlittler. Here's what I don't want to see. I don't want to see Warren. I want to see Heal. I want to see Weaver. All right, so forget about those three guys. Don't trust them at all. So to me, my answer would be a lot longer than some people probably think because of the dearth of options.
100%, and I think that's part of what went into Boone's thinking last night. I know he had no chance with Carlos Rodon, but also going through the rest of the arms in the bullpen. You got to survive in advance. We understand that, but part of his thinking had to have been, well, I got Cam going tomorrow, and I'm going to ride the beast. And that's back to the Guerrero point just for a second. Like, Cam Schlittler is a different matchup versus Vladimir Guerrero than Fried or certainly Carlos Rodon. Vladdy's been a Yankee killer. We get it. And I'm not letting him beat me in a key spot either. However, I am letting Schlittler go to work and try to attack Vlad with his power from the right side. Like, that's a big difference. You know, Schlittler I'm talking about, mm-hmm. with his power from the right side, righty on righty in that particular case. But I do think Cam is going to get pushed. I think you're minimum talking about 5-6 innings. Minimum 6 innings tonight probably from Cam Schlittler. How else do you survive? You can't have it again where you got to go to the bullpen early on.
No, because I mean Cruz and Devin and Bednar stretched out a little bit. Yes, and obviously again Warren, Heal, Weaver, and just not options.
Williams, Bednar again tonight. Some combination of
100%.
At least two innings, maybe.
I was going to say maybe even seven outs for those two combined.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So at least two innings, probably more.
Yep.
So
Hill,
then the idea would be to have one more guy. Schlittler to one guy to get you to Williams and Bednar, and that's it.
Maybe Hill. I know he looks a little goofy out there, but he generally does a decent job. And you know, listen, maybe, I don't know. I was going to ask you. I mean, if you've got to face three batters, so it's a little different. Do you think, Fried? I mean, if you need a couple of outs.
I would not do that. I just want him to pitch game five.
If there's no game four win, there is no game five. Yeah, I get it. I'm not saying that you throw him out there for three innings and, 57 pitches. Can he give you 16, 18? It's a throw day anyway for a bullpen session.
Would you do that if you're the Blue Jays? Would you savage?
No, but he's also a lot younger and on the road.
Yeah, but if you're talking about, let's say the Blue Jays are up late and they need six outs to go. You're not going to think about firing that. But I would not because I want him ready for game five.
I agree. I wouldn't do it in the Bronx.
So that's my thing. So I'm not going to do that with you, Savage, and I wouldn't do that with Fried. I'm letting those guys go and have them pitch game five. Gausman, a different story if I'm Toronto. BT and Sal on the Fan, just getting started. Plenty of your calls as we come back here, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.